أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So today I'd like to focus on one sentence, one verse that we recite 10 times a day. We looked at Surah Al-Fatiha, and this is اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Loosely translated, guide us on the straight path. And just for the benefit of repetition, Quran says it's good to repeat. Enough at the dhikra. There is always a benefit in repetition. Let's look at the word isti'ana. When we say iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, isti'ana is something you are asking for help in which you are putting lots of effort into, and you really need help. You're getting to a point where you're getting stuck and you're desperate. So you can imagine when we say 10 times a day, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, indeed we are enslaved to you, we submit to you, and indeed we ask for help. There's a bunch of angels saying, but what do you need help in? And someone like me will say, well, in everything. I need your help, Ya Allah. Absolutely everything. Did you not say to Musa that ask for the salt that you need in your dough, ask for the laces that you need in your shoes? Well, Ya Allah, that's what I need help in. But then we're asked to focus. He's teaching us to focus on something. And the focus here is اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. And always when we ask for something, the intensity of how we ask depends on the level of our desperation. So how I say اهدنا الصراط المستقيم is also very important, but we'll look at that in a minute. First of all, when we say اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us on the straight path or the right path, normally in life, we ask to be guided to a destination. Even when I use my sat-nav, I put in a destination. Here, we are asking for guidance to a methodology, to a journey towards my full potential. It's also very important not to confuse knowledge with guidance. The why of my knowledge is far more important. Sometimes knowing too much can lead to arrogance. I might know the whole of the Risala, all my laws of fiqh. I might be able to recite Quran beautifully. And then if that leads to arrogance, then that is definitely not guidance. Just a quick look at Sirat al-Mustaqim. I mentioned that Sirat was straight, it was wide, it was long, it was smooth. There was no detours and there's no plural. Istiqama comes from qiyam, to stand up. It's vertical, going upwards towards divinity, towards my personal best, towards my full potential. So what is it I am looking for? What is it when he says, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, it is the path of those whom I have blessed. When we look at their lives in the Quran, what are the three characteristics I need to inculcate in myself to be able to be one of those that he has blessed? In other words, what is human perfection? What purpose am I here for? This universe of trillions of years. In reality, I'm only a speck in the midst of all this. Surely there is more. And the life we engross ourselves in, it's like being on a hamster wheel. And the Prophet introduced a single factor to free us. And this was, قولوا لا إله إلا الله, say لا إله إلا الله. You will be liberated with this sentence. But something went wrong. It shackled us instead of liberating us. And the greatest things you and I have been given is this inquiring mind. What is this Sirat al-Mustaqim? All of us try to confine the truth according to our own thinking. You know, the greatest legacy that my forefathers gave me was the ability to listen to another perspective of truth. And for that, they were made to leave the land in which they lived in which they were born. And they had to travel all the way from the Indian subcontinent to shores that they didn't know. They came to a foreign land of East Africa where they established themselves. only because of La ilaha illallah. When the Prophet said, I am the outer prophet who has come to awaken the inner prophet, what is it that I need to inculcate in myself? So we go back to looking at the Prophet himself. Because Allah says, إِنَّكَ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ أَذِيمٍ. You have the best character. So the three characteristics, truthfulness and trustworthiness, which if you put together is being transparent. It's transparency. And the next one is compassion or rahmah. He was known as Rahmatul Lil Alameen. He said, one who has no mercy towards people is deprived of the mercy of Allah. Be merciful to those on earth so that those in the heavens may be merciful to you. Literally, it is the ability to stroke when you have the right and the power to strike. The ability to care when you have the right and the power to turn away. The ability to love when you have the right and the power to hate. Now imagine a human being who is absolutely trustworthy, one you can trust totally, who never lies, who is totally transparent, and who is the kindest human being on the planet. That is an embodiment of divinity. And that is the basis of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Often when we recite this in Salah, we do not think, we just recite it so quickly. It's really important to understand what we're asking for and the desperation with which we should ask for. It is the inner heart and the intention that divinity responds to. So maybe next time we pray, when we say Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, we should pray for its foundation to be able to be one who is truthful, trustworthy, in other words, transparent, and is totally compassionate. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ